I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, my wonderful, beautiful friends. Guys, welcome back to r/entitledpeople, where people truly believe they're more deserving than others because they are special. At least they think they're special. My friends, get ready for another insane episode that's gonna leave you shaking your heads, okay? I hope you enjoy the stories today, and do hit that like and subscribe button if you want to show Stevie Boy some love. Okay, so this story's crazy, and I still can't believe it happened. So it's a nice day out, and I decide to give my spouse a much-needed mommy time, so I take my daughter for a stroll. Almost immediately, she falls asleep, which is great, because it's about nap time anyways. And then cue the drama. I was standing near a park answering some text messages on my phone, when a young girl, probably 6 or 7 years old, comes up to me in the stroller. Now, I want to note that my stroller is shut, so my girl can sleep without getting sun in her eyes. The kid comes up to me and says, "Oh my gosh, can I see your baby?" I told her, "Sorry kiddo, she's having a nap. If you want, you guys can meet me back at the park when I'm done my walk in a little bit. Then you can say hi when she's awake." Now, the little girl does sound a little disappointed when I said sorry, but she perked up when I said the park. And then the demon Karen arrives. Karen comes up to us and says, "Hey, what's going on? Why are you talking to my daughter?" I told her, "Oh, your daughter ran up to me asking to see my newborn." I told her she can't because my daughter is actually sleeping. Karen then says, "Well, are you gonna let her see her?" I told her, "Sorry, you must not have heard me. She's having a nap right now. But on my way back, you guys can meet me at the park and I'll be more than happy to let you see." So at this, Karen then says, "Ugh, we don't have time for this. We won't be here much longer. So can't you just let her see your baby now?" So at this point, the woman then reaches for the top part of the stroller when dad reflexes kick in and I smack her hand. The commotion causes my daughter to wake up and get fussy, as she's only 9 months old. Karen then says, "Did you just assault me?" At this I respond, "No, I'm defending my helpless daughter. If you reach for my baby again, you will have broken bones." So at this, Karen screams that I'm threatening her and that she's gonna call the police and have me arrested. I then told her, "It's not a threat, it's a promise. If you touch my daughter again, I will hurt you. You do not have permission." The mom then pulls her kid away, screaming that I'm a heartless person who's refusing to show her daughter my baby, and then she screams, "F you." I honestly don't know what she was thinking. I even offered to let them see her in like half an hour. But some people. Opie handled that situation perfectly. I'm so surprised that she didn't fall backwards and scream bloody murder at that point. Like, at least she had the sense to pull her kid away before things got unnecessarily bad. So one thing I've learned from reading these stories is you never mess with mama or papa bears. If they potentially see you as a threat, they won't care if you threaten to call police, and I'm glad OP let her know that. So a little bit of background. I'm a type 1 diabetic. That means that my body doesn't produce any insulin, and I have to get it from an external source. The source that works best for me is a pump, which is connected directly to my body. Without insulin, I would die a rather nasty and painful death. I can disconnect the pump for short periods to shower, change, etc., but 99% of the time, it's connected to my body. I usually wear the pump on my waistband. This allows me to easily access it and make changes to my insulin as needed. So, I was over at my mother-in-law's house when my pump had an alert. My blood sugar was trending low, and this can be quite serious, so it's a loud and demanding alarm. I clear the alert and grab a few snacks to raise my sugars. So, my 5-year-old nephew hears the alert and he asked me what it was, and I told him. I explain it's a medical device that I wear to keep me healthy. So he considers this and holds out his hand, demanding to see. Now I do refuse, since it's my medical device that I need to live. Beyond that, he's not really gentle with anything and he breaks most of his toys very quickly. I tell him no again, and knowing that he rarely hears that word, I move my pump from my waistband and clip it onto my bra. This way he can't just grab it, which is absolutely what he'd do. So he then starts crying and wailing, so his mother, my sister-in-law, comes running in. She then screams at me, asking what I did. I just shrugged and told him no, he couldn't have my insulin pump. She then scoffs at me and told me that I just need to hand it over. She told me I can go without it for a little bit, and my nephew deserves to see it, that I should be stimulating his natural curiosity instead of trying to hamper it. Now at this, I refuse again, and tell her to drop it, that it's not gonna happen. She then says, "But he's a child. He needs to learn about this stuff. Now, I've dealt with them before, so I know that she's not gonna be able to just drop it. I said no to her child, and that's unforgivable. I'm getting a headache from all the screaming she's doing, so I just turn and left. I didn't need to be there anymore, so I just went home. Before I left, I told her that I'm sorry, but I'm not willing to risk my health and well-being just to entertain your child. Oh wait, no, I'm not sorry. Okay, so how many of you are willing to bet that if her son played with OP's insulin pump and broke it, that she'd actually shell out money for a replacement? Like the fact that she got mad that OP refused to let her son fulfill his curiosity by playing with a medical device is just downright silly. And you guys know what's silly? This next story. It's absolutely outrageous. So when I was much, much younger, my parents passed away and I was adopted by my aunt living in another state. My sister is over a decade older than me, so she chose to stay where we grew up. So every winter, spring, and summer break, I flew alone to see her and then I flew back. As some of you may know, there are extra rules when it comes to minors flying solo, depending on the airline. Most of the time, I would get priority boarding, so the flight attendant could talk to me ahead of time and know where I was seated. And once everybody was boarded, I would be moved to the closest available seat to the front, or they would switch me to an aisle seat to keep an eye on me. A few times, this meant that my seat was upgraded, and you can probably see where this is going. So on this day, I board along with those in need of assistance. I sit in my window seat, and the flight attendant comes over to make sure that I'm not afraid and reminds me of the rules. I give her a thumbs up and don't get comfy because she told me this flight wasn't full, which means I'm definitely getting moved. So then enters a man and a lady, who stow their bags and sit down without much fanfare. After everyone's boarded, the stewardess comes up to our row, and she smiles at me. Now this conversation is paraphrased, simply because of how long ago this was, but this man's dumb words are ingrained in my memories, so he's pretty much spot on. So the stewardess comes up to me and she says, "Hey sweetie, grab your things, we're moving you up front." I tell her, "Yes ma'am." Now the guy obviously overhears this and he says, "Up front? You mean business class? You have seating up there?" The stewardess responds, "That's right, we need to keep a close eye on her." She then winks at me because flight attendants are fantastic. The lady stands up to let us out and the man stands and begins grabbing his bag from the overhead compartment. He's positioned in such a way that I can't get out until he's done. The stewardess says, "Sir?" I then spoke up and said, "Oh sir, that's way too kind, you don't have to get my bag, but thank you." The man then glares at me and says, "Don't worry sweetie, I'll grab yours too." The man then proceeds to hand me my bag, grab his, and swings his bag over his shoulder and steps forward to let me out, staring at the stewardess, waiting. Now, she catches on, and she says, "Sir, I'm sorry if there was some sort of confusion, but only the little girl is being moved to the front. There isn't any more seating in business class." Now, at this point, the man says this, and I kid you not. He says, "Why would you move my daughter away from me? What kind of airline is this?" Now, the look of frazzled confusion on her face matched my own, because she had helped me board the plane, and she knows very well that I'm not flying with any adults. The stewardess then looks at him and says, "I'm sorry, sir, but this girl's flying alone." At this point, I did try to keep things cheery and light by saying, "Yep, sorry, but you're not my dad." The man then looks at me and says, "Don't lie. You're gonna be grounded longer for lying." Now he then turns to the stewardess and says, "She's just angry because I grounded her from her Game Boy. Kids, I tell ya. Now if you can just show us to our seats, we won't hold up anybody else and we can take off." Now, to update you folks at home, at this point, I'm getting pretty emotional and start to cry because stranger danger. I was terrified that this woman would believe him and he would end up kidnapping me or something after I got off the plane. I'm just really, really confused, clutching at my Game Boy. The stewardess then asked, "Sir, if this is your child, what's her name?" Now, she had learned my name earlier during our talk. The man is now glaring from her to me and back again as if one of us is gonna tell him. He then looks at her with confidence and he says, "My daughter's name is Bridget." The stewardess then says, "Sir, I'm sorry, but that's not her name. I'm gonna have to ask you to store your bag and sit back down." At this point, the man then screams, "That's not fair. Why are you moving a kid to business class when I'm the one with back issues? She doesn't need the legroom. I do." She then tells him, "Due to her circumstances, this is for her safety. Please sit down, sir." He says, "What about my circumstances?" "There's nothing further I can do for you, sir. Please consider buying a business class seat next time you fly with us." "I am never flying with you again unless I get to sit with my daughter. This is an outrage." The stewardess then tells him to sit back down, as I'm not his daughter. Now, at this point, the lady behind me has one of her hands resting on my shoulder for comfort, and I see the look on the stewardess's face. It's pretty much saying, one more word from anyone and I will escalate this situation. He then stores his bag and sits down in my previous window seat. He then says, I'd better be getting free drinks out of this. It's the least you can do. Stewardess then looks at him and says, don't worry, sir. We'll figure something out. She then looks at the woman and I, and she says, now, if both of you don't mind coming with me, we have two seats available for you in business class. The man shouts, you just said you didn't have any more seats. Now, the stewardess does choose to ignore his little outburst. The lady then grabs her bag and follows. I didn't look at the man either because he was sputtering so hard that I didn't know what to do. The lady was seated in the aisle across from mine in business class, and the whole flight, she and I played hangman and did crosswords together. Once we landed, I was actually escorted off the plane first, which was pretty odd to me at the time because usually I was the last one off the flight so the flight attendant could help me without holding up the line. I then find out why. I guess they made plans for a security officer to walk me to the bagging area, where he helped me find my sister. He also waited with us while we were leaving, just in case the crazy man came looking for us. I never saw him again, thankfully. Guys, that is actually insane. The confidence of that man to try something like that is just mind-blowing. So, what's this random girl's name that you're saying is your daughter? Like, I can't believe he took a complete shot in the dark with that, saying Bridget. Like, holy crap, guys. Like, he is so lucky the flight attendant didn't escalate the situation and get him kicked off the plane. That man could have been a creepy abductor. Some people never cease to amaze me with the little shenanigans they might pull to get what they want. But I'm glad OP left there safe and sound, though. I'm so relieved that they actually got a security guard to escort her to her sister and made sure they left safely.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, I never thought I'd post here, even though I have a number of entitled family members, but this couple was on another level. So here goes. I live on the west coast of my country, and to get to the east, you can either buy a plane ticket or embark on an almost 9-hour train journey to get to the other side. Usually, I opt for the night train, as it allows us to sleep. So I booked the ticket for myself and my family. I packed what we needed and then some extras of some items, as traveling with children means you have to pack extra. We couldn't fit all of us into the sleeping cabin, as there weren't enough on the train when I booked, and we decided that my husband would have to sit in a chair with the other passengers for the entire journey. He was fine with it. He was sitting fairly close to us, so it wasn't an issue. Before settling in, we had a light meal as a family in the dining coach. There was another family sitting close to us, a boyfriend, girlfriend, and their 2-year-old child. So we get to talking, and the father moaned that it's so hard to travel with a child, while the mother asked me for some nappies, which I gladly gave her. Then a moment later, she realized that she had forgotten some snacks, so I gave her some sliced apples and carrots that I had extra. She also got to see some of the stuff I'd packed for the journey, as I was looking for the nappies in the sack for her. We usually buy a one-time use box of earplugs for the kids, as the train can be a little loud. My husband told the father that he could have a pair of ours, as there would be an extra pair after everybody received theirs. He declined, and asked if he could have my husband's more expensive noise-canceling molded earplugs, as my son had played with the box, and he didn't want to touch it. Naturally, my husband said no, so then he turns to me and asked if he could have mine, as I was sleeping in a cabin and didn't have to listen to his toddler crying. I said he could have the one-use pair, but not the expensive ones, take it or leave it. And I started to leave, and this is when the mother turns to me and asked if she could have, not borrow, my youngest child's blankets, as they are more or less the same age. I then grit my teeth and say no. We then settled in the cabin and fell asleep. 3 hours into the journey, I hear knocking on the cabin door. Now, alarmed that something happened to my husband, I opened the door to see the mother standing outside. She then asked if she can have those earplugs, the expensive ones, as her son more or less had non-stop cried and fussed, and her boyfriend couldn't take it anymore. I said no, and told her I was mad that she woke me up for something that was her problem. She then gets angry and said, "Wait till I tell him about this." So 5 minutes later, there was a knocking again at my door. It was the boyfriend. Now, quite rudely, he told me that I had two options. Option 1 was to give him the earplugs, And option two was for me to leave the room so he can sleep in here with our kids, as his child was being too loud. I then shut the door in his face. So another few minutes go by and there was more knocking. I opened the door and both of them stood there. There was some screeching on her parts, which alerts the conductor and ticket checker and the other passengers. At this point, I sent a text to my husband to get here quickly. The conductor calmed the couple down and told them to go back to their room and to stop bothering us. So when my husband arrived, the father went from angry to calm, and he asked again if he could sleep in the cabin with our children. Well, I took his seat, or that we give up my bed for his son so that both him and his wife could get some sleep. His girlfriend tried to sell this idea to me by saying that I would be closer to my husband. We declined both their offers. The conductor gently tried to nudge them away from there, and even then, she turned around and said, "Just give me your blanket so my son can at least sleep in a good blanket." The conductor thankfully got them back to their seats after threatening to throw them off at the next stop. There was no more disturbances for the rest of the journey. My friends, talk about super entitled. You should leave your room so I, a complete stranger, can sleep in here, since your kids are quieter. excuse me, sir, how the heck did you think any parent would allow that to happen? This person says, "The whole story is bad, but I can't believe two grown adults who are parents themselves would even suggest that a mother should leave her sleeping children alone in a room with a strange man. Who would ever do this? It's so outrageous. I would have had to hold my husband back from throttling that man if he suggested such a thing to me. That, or my husband would have had to hold me back. You don't want to mess with a tired, cranky mama bear. Ain't that the truth, guys? And for anybody who's wondering, OP was traveling in Norway." So, some backstory. A long, long time ago, I dated this guy for a little while, and he was a nice guy and entitled person all wrapped in one. I have tons of stories, but this story made me laugh. So I was the only one who worked, while he would sit at home at his mom's house eating McDonald's, playing video games, drinking, and being lazy as heck. He would often get me to spend my money on dumb things he wanted, and he would often threaten to off himself or hurt my family if I told him I wanted to leave him. I know. Anyway, one day I received this phone call after work. He says, "Hey, so I need you to ask your parents for something." Now me being skeptical asked, "Like, what?" He says, "I just need a small loan. Can you ask them if they'd be willing to lend me some money?" Now I do want to note that my parents are fairly wealthy, and they despise my boyfriend because of how much he takes from me. So I told him, "No, sorry, I really doubt they'll give you a loan. I already owe them so much for keeping my car on the road, I can't really... But listen, it's not much, I only need $15,000. Now I then went silent for a bit, and then said, yeah, they're not gonna give you $15,000. What do you need $15,000 for?" He said, "I wanna buy a car." "You need $15,000 for a car? You can buy a decent one for five. I'm not asking my mom and dad to give you $15,000. I wouldn't even ask my parents for $15,000. So my boyfriend then says, "I want a decent car, a new one if I can, and besides, I can pay them back when my house sells." Now he's talking about his mom's house, as he's gonna ask her for money when it sells. I then told him, "Okay, even if you agree to pay my parents back, my mom and dad aren't gonna give you $15,000. Now at this, my boyfriend explodes, and he says, "That's because they hate me." Now internally, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, here we go. He then says, "They're horrible people, I should burn their house down and make them have nothing." Now, I do want to note that death threats are common with this guy. I then told him, "They don't have to give you anything." He says, "That's because they hate me. They've always hated me. Your family is nothing but selfish people." At this point, I do hang up and call my mom, and she explodes into laughter, and my dad does too. We had another good laugh when my boyfriend asked me to pay for skydiving lessons so he can learn and start up a skydiving school. After this happened, he didn't talk about it much, but he showed me stupidly expensive cars, which I paid no mind to. I blocked him on all social media and ended the relationship. Sounds to me like OP snagged herself a real winner in that one, guys. But good thing she got out of that one, because that guy would have been nothing but trouble in the long run. That's just an absurd amount of money to ask for, $15,000. And they weren't even married. But that, my friends, is entitled people. I hope you guys enjoyed the stories in this one, and if you did, do leave a thumbs up. If you missed yesterday's episode on the channel, a power-tripping Karen picks a fight with a parking officer, and it costs her somewhere around $45,000. It's such a crazy story, so check it out if you haven't, and I'll see you guys in the next one. I love you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.